Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Are you all feeling good? Anyone not feeling good? It's okay not to feel good also, you know. Wow, that sure feels good. Life, have you all ever felt like some days don't feel good? Of course, right? Would you all like every day to be good? But have you ever met anyone whose every day is good? We should do an experiment. Yeah, all of you, when you go out, right? Every single person you meet, you ask them this simple question: have you felt good every single day of your life? And then next week when we come back, then we share. See whether you all have met anyone who has had every single day go well for them. Yeah. Not every day is well, huh? But life goes on also. Yeah. So, who is new here for the first time on my left? On my left, how about, let me see, have you introduced yourself before? I think looks like a lady in blue, right in front. The lady in blue. Yes, have you introduced yourself before? You have, huh? Okay. How about the lady next to the guy? Eh? Introduced before, right? Introduced before. Yeah, from the ASEC class. Okay, left side all introduced before. How about my right? Have you introduced before? Have not, huh? So tell us your name and how you got to know about this group.
Yeah, my name is Mark.
Mark? Ah, I see. Welcome, welcome. Where are you from?
From Singapore.
Oh, what are you doing now?
Engineer.
What kind of engineer?
Civil.
Civil engineer. Oh, that is a rare breed these days. Ah. Well done. On behalf of a grateful nation, we thank you.
Oh.
I had one of my best friend, Kenny. This is a real person. I'm not making this up just to fit your. Yeah, he was in civil and structural engineering. Yeah. Yeah, not the happiest industry to be in usually. Yeah. But you look quite happy. Not bad. Good. How long have you been an engineer?
4 years.
4 years? So you have seen most of what has to be seen, huh? Yeah. But work is work. Work is work. Yeah. Well, good. Welcome. Welcome. Who else? Let me see. I think one glance across, I think the rest are all season parking holders. Yeah. So welcome to SGC, don't worry, sometimes you are the only one, sometimes there are others who are new. But some of them are actually here only for the second time, so you are not that new also. Yeah. So SGC, we have our short puja, short sitting, and trying to keep it short, the Dhamma sharing. Yeah. So today's topic is pleasure versus happiness. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, I just not showing. Why? Why is it not showing? Project. Duplicate. So why is it not showing? Let's see. Yes. There you go. So, pleasure versus happiness. So So this topic is interesting. Yeah. Is it too thin? Looks very thin. Let me see. Maybe I zoom in a bit. How come there's this? Yeah. Okay. So, pleasure. You know, I was thinking about this topic because in the past over 2 months we actually started this new series where we get people to post online the topic that they want Sifu to discuss or cover, and then people get to vote. Yeah, so if you want to, if there's some pressing topic about the Dharma, about life, you want an answer, yeah, anything under the sun. Okay, maybe not everything under the sun. You can post it. Yeah. So then, as I was thinking about this topic, then I thought, did the person who wrote this topic turn up? Huh? So didn't come. Yeah, always happen. The person who asked for a topic don't come. Yeah. So I realized that as I was in a way preparing for this topic, then I realized that this is a very interesting topic, because while these are English words, in Buddhism there are certain implications to it. Yeah, so I'm going to cover it in two levels. Okay, one in a very layman sense of these terms. Another level would be the close approximation of how these terms are used in Buddhism. Okay. So first of all, pleasure versus happiness. What is pleasure to you all? Is anything good? So, you know? Yeah, tell me. Now you'll be the teacher. Come. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Please, teach me what is this word. Pleasure. What is pleasure?
Pleasant.
Huh? Sorry?
Pleasant feeling.
Pleasant feeling. All this sounds very Buddhist, very very Dharma. Enjoyable feeling. Wow. Just now that answer, the pleasant feeling, sounds straight from the Abhidhamma text. It's a correct answer, but that's the Buddhist one. So, what is it? Pleasant feeling. Enjoyable feeling, yes, enjoyable feeling. Enjoyable feeling. So we can say, let's say, Zhou Bing took pleasure in attending SGC. Can we say that? Yes. Zhou Bing took pleasure in taking notes during SGC. Yeah, can or not? And then, other than that, can we say, Wing Yen, is it Wing Yen? Wing Yen, right? Wing Yen, right? Yeah. Wing Yen is the little girl. Wave. Yeah. Wing Yen finds great happiness. Oh, Wing Yen is the one. This one is Wing what? Wing Yen. Wing Yen and Wing Yen. Well, Wing Yen is like frowning. Wow. Yeah. Kids at that age, very strange. Yeah. They. Yeah, sometimes I wonder how come kids at that age seems like there's a lot of angst in them. Yeah. Next time you sit here, then I sit there, then you can make fun of me. Okay? Next week. How? Yeah, we can say Wing Yen and Wen Yun find great happiness in attending SGC. But in which case then, in both usage, seems to have the same meaning. Yeah. So in English, in the English sense, in the usage of the English word pleasure and happiness, is there a difference? And if there is, What difference is that? Yeah, what difference is that? Happiness is quite clearly a mental state. Yeah. How about pleasure? Yeah, in the English vernacular, I think the usage is can also be a mental thing. Yeah. But in the Buddhist usage, yeah, pleasure is more related to the first five senses. Yeah. Happiness is more of the number six sense. Yeah, because in the normal circular dictionary, there's no such a thing as sixth sense. Sixth sense is extra sensory power. Yeah, but in Buddhism, it's a bit different. Yeah, so sometimes, although these are English words, we have to look at it from the two angles. Now, I bring this up because it is not clear whether the student who posted this in the online, whether the person wanted me to discuss in terms of the circular sense or in the Dharma sense. Yeah. So, we probably touch on both areas, okay? What are the things you all find pleasure in? This is about you all, not about me. Food? Did someone say food? I heard food, right? Yeah. Food. So we find pleasure in food. Games. Slowly, ah. Lai liao. Okay, music. What else? Movies. What else? Taking picture. Have a lot of pleasure. Doreen takes pleasure and delight in taking photos. Yes. Yeah. Photo taking. Yeah. Okay. What else?
Shopping.
Yes. What else?
Holiday.
Go for a holiday. Go for a tour. Holiday and tour. Etc. How about happiness? What would bring you happiness? Please don't tell me food gives you happiness. So you realize, although sometimes it feels like it's similar, but even when you use it in the English sense, it's a bit different also. Happiness is related to something that is supposed to be more, that is deeper, yeah, that is something perhaps more meaningful. Yeah. So even in an English sense, pleasure is more towards, maybe you can say that, very worldly pursuits. And these are usually short-term high. Yeah? High of pleasure. Yeah. Whereas happiness is more about... what is happiness about to you all?
Mental state.
Yes, it's a mental state. Yeah. Have you experienced happiness before? Say yes. Yes. Whenever you all think about coming to SGC, you are filled with happiness. Your life is filled with happiness because of SGC. Without SGC, there's no more happiness. No. I don't think that's where we should be headed. Yeah. If that is the case, then I think SGC has failed. Yeah. Ideally, if we learn Dharma, we should be able to have happiness whether we attend or not. Yeah. Then that's the ideal state. Wherever you are, whenever you are, you are able to have that sense of ease and peace. So what is happiness? This feels like a GP question. Yeah. The kind of 100 points, one line. What is happiness? Oh.
Satisfaction.
Uh-huh.
So happiness generally, for many people, is about satisfaction, contentment, yeah, more of an internal form of joy, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So this is more internal. Oh, sorry. This is more external. The first one is more external. And the latter is more internal. But sometimes the two can be confusing. We may sometimes see people around us, or maybe even ourselves, seek external things, hoping that external things or circumstances or people can give us happiness. People sometimes do that, right? Whether in the media, or maybe in books, or maybe we even hear friends telling us how they are seeking happiness in this way or that way. But if we really sit down and think about it, happiness is more about something within. Question: can pleasure and happiness is pleasure and happiness something that is mutually exclusive? So if you don't have pleasure, can you still have happiness? So you don't have to have food to be happy. Okay, let's start with something else. Can you be happy without going for a tour?
Yes.
Holiday?
Yes.
Shopping?
Yes.
Photo taking?
Yes.
For most of you, maybe yes, but for some people, no. For some people, they take pleasure and they derive happiness also. You take away photo taking, sad. How about watching movies? There's a bit of hesitation already. Let me repeat the question. Can you still be happy without watching movies?
Yes.
Listening to music?
Yes.
Oh, I heard a no. Can you be happy without playing games?
Yes.
No. she has a bewildered look. No, of course. So is there a fixed definition? Apparently not. Because these are very personal experience. So who are we to tell anyone that your definition is wrong, your experience is wrong? If the person feels happiness playing games, what to do? Do you feel happy playing games? Is your life fulfilled with games? No. What will make it more fulfilling? No, it's okay. And your age, but okay to start young and start thinking about it also. I've been traumatizing kids since a long time ago. How old are you again? You're 11 or 11 plus? 12? When Sifu was maybe, let me see, around your age or younger? Oh, actually P5 or 6, around there. After exams, we would bring the toys to school and play, So one day, we came out with this toy. The pencil box, last time with a cover and a magnetic clip. And then there's another type, which is the plastic clamshell, you open up and you can have two pieces. Then we tie a rubber band around it, just one loop. And then we tear a piece of paper, we fold it into this like a V shape, we put on two sides, and then we tap on the rubber band, then it will somehow move towards each other, and at some point you can somehow you will force the other side, and then you will just move. So if you manage to move both towards the opposing side, you win. Yeah. And when we came out with this toy, you know what went through my mind at that young age? I was like, that's it. This is the only thing I need in my life. Honestly. Yeah, honestly, at that moment, I felt contentment. I felt like, that's it. I really don't need anything else. This is all that is required to keep me occupied. I am satisfied. My life is complete. Yeah. Until we discover the next best thing. Yeah. So, although happiness is more internal, yeah, and pleasure is more external, yeah, sometimes the things that give us pleasure can feel so fulfilling that it feels almost like happiness. Yeah. And at the same time, while happiness is supposed to be internal, the things that give us happiness, is it necessarily dependable in the long term? Yeah, is it necessarily dependable? Yeah. Have we encountered where certain things give us pleasure, certain things make us feel happy, or maybe we're happy on some days, then on some days maybe not so happy? Yeah. So the question is why? Yeah. So in Buddhism, pleasure is similarly related to the external. Yeah. External in terms of the senses. So sensory pleasure. Yeah, sensory pleasure. In the Buddhist text, in the sutta, it's called the five causes of sensual pleasure. In Chinese, it's called 五欲乐. The color looks very strange, huh? Looks very washed out. Yeah, 五欲乐. So, the Buddha described this as the mind is described like a chariot, and then there are five horses. Yeah, the five horses are tied with the harness, yeah, the yoke, and then, or rather, the harness, and then a rope tied to the cart. Yeah, so these five horses are free to run. So you run here, run there, and it pull the cart all over the place. Yeah. So using this as a metaphor describes how one who is in pursuit of worldly pleasure, of the sensory pleasure, yeah, is pulled along, yeah, has the mind pulled along uncontrollably, yeah, by the senses. Whatever pleasure that arises through the eyes in conjunction with physical form, yeah, visible form, yeah, then that craving and attachment causes us to be dragged along. Yeah. Our mind is unsettled as a result. Whatever audible sound, yeah, that we come into contact with through the ears in conjunction with the sound, yeah, the pleasure that arises, if you have delight in it, yeah, then that give rise to craving and attachment, and then you are put along by it. Yeah. So if you think about the sutta never talk about video games. So okay, sutta never talk about video game. But The interesting thing is that the sutta never talk about a lot of things that is present in today's society, but the description, the nature of these activities that give us pleasure is still valid. Yeah. As long as you take pleasure and delight in any of this, then all this becomes, in a way, I don't want to use the word prison. Prison is very strong. Then you all feel very sad. My life is already like that. What little pleasure I take in all these things. Then Shifu, in one talk, demolish it. Now I don't even have pleasure and I don't have Nibbana. What do I have? Yeah. So let's not call it prison. Yeah. But let's call it a chain. Yeah. So in whatever you take delight, that you derive pleasure from, then that can stir you. Yeah. It does give you pleasure, isn't it? Yeah. Do you all spend your time seeking all this pleasure? Nothing to be shameful of, or you all do what? Say yes. Yes, of course you do, isn't it? Yeah. Food is the number one in Singapore. Several months ago when we list out the things that people, you know, like, tour is one of them also. Yeah. of course shopping also. Music, movies and games is a bit more personal choice. Some like, some don't like. Yeah. Photo taking is a very special, unique. But for some people it's a lifeline. Yeah. But doesn't matter. Yeah, we don't have to laugh at others. Each of us have our own poison. Yeah. So the topic itself, pleasure versus happiness. You see, happiness, there are three kinds of happiness described in general in the Buddhist teaching. Yeah. Happiness in the present life, happiness in future life, yeah, and true happiness. True happiness. So, or ultimate happiness. Happiness in the present life, the Buddha talked about several different types for lay people. In some ways related to the first, the pleasure part, but let me just go through in brief with you all. Number one, the first kind of pleasure, happiness that you all can have, listen carefully, and I shall share with you. Are you all ready? Number one, happiness from acquiring wealth. Oh, Sifu, how come this is supposed to be Dharma talk? Tell us to acquire wealth. No, but this is what the Buddha described. This is the happiness of a lay person. Do you all have happiness when it's payday? Yes. Yeah? Happy, right? Yeah, the Buddha know. Yeah. The Buddha described this. Yeah. But this is worldly happiness. Yeah. So when you work hard, you work, use your skill, use your talent, most importantly, use your time. Yeah. In exchange for your services, you are rewarded with your compensation to compensate your time for doing things that you rather not do but have to do anyway. Yeah. So by acquiring wealth, just acquiring, you get happiness. Yeah. First type. Second type, listen carefully. Second type of happiness. With the wealth you have acquired, you pursue this pleasure. Yes. Yeah. So you buy things to please yourself, you buy things to please people around you, yeah, your friends, your family, your loved ones. By doing this, you gain happiness also. Do you all do that? Say yes. Shopping good. Shopping good. No? The shopping good. Huh? Yeah, shopping good. That's Japanese. Shopping good. Yeah. Yeah, nowadays shopping include Taobao. Yeah. Of course, please don't go to look at the sutta and look for Taobao. There's no Taobao in the sutta. Yeah, but it's the same activity. Yeah. You buy things with your wealth, you gain happiness. Yes? Don't deny yourself. Yeah? Know yourself. This is a form of happiness. Yeah? So way 2,600 years ago, before people talk about shopping therapy, the Buddha already mentioned, this can give you happiness. But these two are worldly happiness. Yeah, worldly happiness. The third, there are four listed in that particular sutta. The third, so you spend, right? You earn, then you spend. The third is happiness from... what is it? Debtlessness. That means you spend money, but you don't owe money. Do you know how to earn money? Say yes. Do you know how to not owe money? I've been sharing this over the years. For lay people, you want to have happiness, first two you already know. But the third one is something that many people unconsciously or consciously forget. If you have a long-term loan, like house loan, although, you know, most people think, I'm working, ma, so every month I pay off the house loan, what's the problem? No, I don't say it's a problem. Yeah. But can you imagine if tomorrow you can clear all your house loan, that you don't owe people money? Yeah. That unspoken stress is taken off, you know. So I've been sharing this with undergrads. Yeah. Why? Because for undergrads, very soon they will come out to work, right? And soon after that, most of them will settle down, they will get their house. Yeah. So I share with them, is it possible for you to just buy a house cash directly? A bit difficult. So at least reduce your exposure. Yeah, meaning don't get a house that requires you to take a 30-year long-term loan. It's this unconscious burden, you know. Yeah, that weighs you down. That causes you to become immobilized in your decision. When you go to work, it is no longer about going to work because you get satisfaction from work, but because bopian, you have to, you know. Yeah, because there's the house loan, every month you must pay your mortgage. Yeah. So, do you have house loan? Most of us have. Some of you, you see, shake head, happy. Yeah. But she don't look happy. Happy or not? You shake head, must be happy, you know. No house loan, good though. Yeah. Those of you with house loan, let me tell you a good news. There's something called downgrade. Yeah. Downgrade is not shameful, no. Downgrade is a very wise move. Two students, yeah, husband and wife, several years back, they told me that they are downgrading. So, okay. I don't know how people will look at their news, yeah, when they share, but for me, it's like, okay, why? I mean, I don't know why, so I cannot just say, you downgrade, then you know. But I think some people may feel a bit awkward if a friend tell them that they are downgrading from a 4-room to a 3-room. Yeah, then I don't know, people have funny ideas. So I said, so why? So they said, because at that point in time, they are just newly wed and they don't see themselves having kids in the short term. So, you know, 4-room flat, so many rooms or what? So they downgraded to a 3-room. Yeah, so good for you. Yeah. Living within your means, yeah, and just having what is sufficient. Then maybe like 1 or 2 years back, I bumped into the husband, yeah, and then he told me
the wife is expecting, and now they are upgrading. So I'm like, oh, good. When you upgrade or downgrade, it depends why you are doing it. Yeah, it depends. Yeah. So this the next one, to be able to be happy. Yeah, be debtless. And the next is to be blameworthy. Number four is to live your life in a blameworthy, blameless. Sorry. Some of you. Sometimes inside, the database record, corrupted. Live a blameless life. For the records, blameless life, not blameworthy. Okay. Yeah. Some people listen halfway, then go toilet, and come back. Blameworthy. Yeah, blameless. Mm. So blameless in what sense? As far as your body and speech, in other words, your morality, your precepts. Mm. So number three and four, in a way, they are linked. Because number three, if you have no debt, then you don't owe anybody anything. You don't have fear in meeting anyone. You're not afraid of meeting your debtors. Of course, if you are paying your monthly interest and whatever, you also don't have anything to fear, right? But what if your bank suddenly change a clause and then increase the interest or something, if you are not going for the flat, the fixed interest loan, whatever? I mean, too much details. But number three and four are linked, because number three is about not having the burden financially. Number four is not having the burden in terms of your ethics and morality. People can censor you. That you can live with your head upright, not having to fear meeting anyone. Nobody can, you don't have to worry about, if I go there, then later they ask me about this, they ask me about that, that kind of thing. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Number five, there's one more, which is ultimate happiness. Lay people also can attain ultimate happiness, which is Nibbana. I think number five for many people is not so easy. 1, 2, 3 is very worldly. 4 is slightly towards cultivation already. 5 is clearly towards the Noble Eightfold Path. So happiness can come in all these various forms. So you can ask yourself, what kind of happiness are you currently seeking? What kind of happiness do you currently have? I think for most people, I always say this, any of you getting ready to attain Arahanthood next Wednesday, 3:35 p.m. after SGC? Anyone? So that day I was sharing with some students, it has occurred to me that most people's life is all about 买东西吃东西丢东西买东西吃东西丢东西买东西吃东西丢东西。 You know why I come to this realization or not? First, now that I'm staying on my own, I have to take care of all the rubbish, So every week there are different classes. Then students offer this, offer that. Then come in plastic bag, right? Then I have to bring back. Then I have to. I'm very busy, Busy trying to sort things out. Then busy, which one is going to expire? I must finish this food first, that food. Then after that, I try to clear this one left a bit. Okay, finish it. Then after that, put into the rubbish. Then one day I was like, every few days there's one NTUC plastic bag of trash, and bring it out. Then after that, put a new one. And then one day I'm like, is this what people do every day? I mean, that's not all I do. Do every day just one. So then I was extrapolating. What about most people? Actually, most people, then is you wake up, go and find things to eat, then after that go to work, then drink work, go and find more things to eat, lunch, then afternoon maybe find more things to eat, then after that finish your work, then go and find more things to eat, dinner, then after that go back home. Yeah, then along the way maybe on some days go and watch some movies or go and gai-gai a bit, yeah, or do something that pleases you. Huh? Our life is all about this, you know. Find things that please us, then any pain that arises, find things to remove that pain. Yeah, that our life is actually very simple. Seek pleasure, remove pain. Seek pleasure, remove pain. Yeah. My don't see, don't see, don't see, my don't see. You know? Yeah. Not very complicated actually. Then you summarize the whole thing, zoom. Then you ask yourself, okay, at the end of my 80 plus years on earth, what do I want to achieve? Just my don't see, see, don't see, this is my don't see, see. Huh? Yeah. Granted, there are those around us. Yeah, there are some who are having the duty and responsibilities of taking care of their family. Yeah, I mean while we can talk about it and kind of laugh about it, right? But for some family, 买东西、吃东西、丢东西 itself is not trivial, you know. Yeah. I know that there are many families in Singapore today. 买东西、吃东西、丢东西 is a very, you know, nothing, you know, very casual. Buy, buy lah. Don't think so much. Just buy lah. You know, like sometimes when students want to offer things, I'm like, wait, let me consider. You know, a long time ago, I was in a supermarket, and then we're trying to get the Ziploc bag. And it was quite funny. I was looking at a different Ziploc bag. Then, at some point, the disciple came over. I think it was in US, Walmart. Then US supermarket, you know, Walmart, a lot of different brands. Then I'm like, wow, compare. And then the disciple came over. 师父好了吗? Oh, 我不能要哪个。他说随便都可以。 Yeah. It was a very interesting experience because at some point then I realized, oh yeah, the difference is just a few cents. How much difference can it be, right? But having said that, for some, you know, that subtle difference, that minor difference is a major difference, you know. Yeah. So while for many people it's not a big deal, yeah. Hey, Joe Smith. <笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑> <去厕所就去厕所嘛。笑> 买东西、吃东西、丢东西、去厕所 然后睡觉 OK yeah. 拍照就拍照 还要拿 back 出去 什么来自 prepare cake 去 For some families it is a lot of consideration, you know. Because sometimes certain expenditure may mean, you know, you have to forego certain things. Yeah. So while the things on the left itself is mostly about, you know, that pleasure, but some of this can also cause some stress that erodes our happiness. Yeah. So sometimes when we look at the Dharma, right, we think, oh, Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, Sifu, just talk about Dharma, stop talking about all these other things. But actually the Buddha did teach the disciples other things. Yeah, because he recognized that, lay people, you all have your bills to pay, you know. Yeah. And how many lay people can afford to meditate 6 hours a day, just sit down there, don't do anything? Cannot, right? Yeah. And how many people are in the mental state to appreciate the joy of debtlessness or the joy of not having anything? Not many people. So the Buddha recognized that for lay person, the happiness is at different levels. Yeah. So, yeah, acquiring of wealth, spending that wealth. Yeah. But beyond that, the Buddha also teaches us. Yes, that's fine. But recognize that there are different happiness available as well. Yeah. And then in the larger scheme of things, yeah, ask yourself, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with your life? Sifu tell you whether to give up pleasure or to seek happiness. Everybody must attain enlightenment. I think if you ask me, of course I have to tell you that Nibbana is the most supreme, sublime form of happiness. Complete cessation of suffering. That's the most ultimate goal we should go for. Yeah, I cannot tell you otherwise. Otherwise, then what for I continued? Yeah, but each of us must ask ourselves, what is it that we want to achieve? It's just like buying computers, you know. The example I give is a very ridiculously worldly. It's really just like buying computers. A lot of students, maybe not a lot, some students will ask me, Shifu, I want to buy a new computer. Any recommendation? Yeah, because they know of my background, right? But my answer is always, it depends. Depends on what? Depends on your needs and your wants. What do you want to do with your computer? Yeah? What do you need to do with your computer? This will determine what kind of computer you need to buy. In the same way, you can ask yourself, replace computer with your life. What kind of life do you want to lead? Yeah? What do you want to do with your life? Then the appropriate goal is what you need. I cannot tell you Nibbana is what you want. Nibbana is what you need. No. Who am I to tell you that? Who am I to tell Ash that playing games is not ultimate happiness? For him at that age, it's ultimate. I mean, for me, it was two pieces of paper and a rubber band. I'm the last person who is in the right position to tell him that computer games is not ultimate. Yeah, when I myself, at his age, two pieces of paper, one rubber band, that's all I need. And of course, for some of you, you may be thinking, wow, that is so pure, you know? Yeah, but to each his own, isn't it? Caveat emptor, each of these pursuits has its own trade-off. Worldly pursuits have a shelf life. You pursue worldly things, it gives you pleasure. I don't say it doesn't give you pleasure. Some will even give you satisfaction that is very internal. Yeah? And maybe even give you a sense of contentment. Yeah? But more often than not, all these things that are worldly will be short-lived. Why? Because they are compounded, dependent on conditions, subject to change. And once they change, the more you hinge your happiness and inner peace on something, the more you'll be affected when that something changes. Yeah, this is the way it is. It is not that the Buddha come along and make it like that, then we suffer. No. It's that the Buddha observed that, hey, this is how it is. The more you hinge your happiness, your satisfaction on something that is compounded, and because it's compounded, it changed, then you're not happy anymore. But still, we don't go around telling people, so this one don't go after, that one don't go after. But you need to, maybe once in a while, yeah, sit down and ask yourself, yeah, what makes you tick? And if you pursue this or pursue that, which one is worthwhile? Which is a more worthy pursuit? Yes. Life? Wow. You go from play games to life. Any questions? Do you all want to know a meaningful way to spend your Saturday?
very meaningful way to spend your Saturday that can maybe give you some satisfaction and happiness is to sign up with us, a one-time only deal for now. Maybe there's a next time. But this Saturday, we're going to join the Society, Singapore Association of Visually Handicapped. Yeah. So they are having a flag day this Saturday. Yeah. We have put up an event on Alaya. Yeah. Do go up and take a look. And you must register. The registration is up to 24th. Is it? 24th or 25th? Huh? Oh, okay. But how about the SABH? It is open throughout, lah. Because it's this Saturday, so don't wait until Friday, 11 p.m. You are free to go anywhere. They have a list of about 6 locations. Yeah, but we are having the volunteers. Yeah, those who are joining Sifu, we're going to do it on Saturday afternoon at the Serangoon MRT area. Those who would like, you can sign up. We're going to have a lunch, mini lunch gathering before that. So sign up, then we'll create the chat group, put you inside, and then make some arrangements. Registration is free. We just need your time. Yeah, who says happiness must cost you something? Yeah. It just costs you your time. Yeah. So, hope to see you all on next Saturday. Okay. If there's no other questions, we'll wrap up for today. Okay.
Yuan xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yuan xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yuan de zhi hui zhen ming liao.
Yuan de zhi hui zhen ming liao.
普愿罪障悉消除，誓是常行菩萨道。阿弥陀佛，起立。